Welcome to the Elevator World News Podcast. Today's news podcast is sponsored by ElevatorBooks.com.
From educational programs and books to unique gift ideas and more, the only website you need is ElevatorBooks.com. This site offers books and materials on maintenance, safety, history, legal issues, technology, and more. Start browsing today at ElevatorBooks.com.
This is your daily industry news update for June 13, 2019. In today's news, NEI reports that some tariff exclusions sought by member companies have been granted. Delaware Elevator is ranked among the Associated Builders and Contractors' top 150 performers. Elevator World Europe has been announced as the official media partner of the Ascentec Elevator Technologies 2020 Expo to be held next year in Greece, and Eklund's has moved its Northeast region offices.
NEI, the National Elevator Industry, Incorporated, reported that in mid-May, several List 1 product tariff exclusion requests submitted by its member companies were granted by the Office of the United States Trade Representative. Exclusions apply to all imports for the item associated with the request, not just for the company or companies that filed the corresponding submittal. Only one out of every five submissions have been granted through the process thus far. NEI said it is currently researching the direct impact on the elevator industry of U.S. President Donald Trump's recently announced final list of tariffs on Chinese goods. The list covers almost all the remaining imports from China, not on the first three lists of tariffs. For more information, follow the links in the news item at elevatorworld.com/news. The exclusions can be found on the Trade Representative's website under a link titled Initial $34 Billion Trade Action Index of Product Exclusion Requests and Review Status.
Delaware Elevator has made Associated Builders and Contractors, or ABC's, top 150 performers list, which recognizes member contractors' achievements in safety, quality, diversity, and project excellence. To be eligible, contractors must implement ABC's Safety Training Evaluations Process Program. Founded in 1946 and based in Salisbury, Maryland, Delaware Elevator ranked 69th on the list. ABC CEO Michael Bellaman observes, quote, ABC top performers are leading the way in the merit shop construction industry, where diverse participants are constantly striving to achieve the highest levels of personal and company performance in an environment of fair and open competition, end quote. To see the complete list, follow the link in the news item at elevatorworld.com/news.
Elevator World Europe has been announced as the official media partner of Ascentec Elevator Technologies 2020, being held in Athens, Greece on May 22nd through 24th, 2020. Organizer Techno Ecto Tiki, T-Press, said it was proud to have the magazine join it in the second iteration of the international exhibition, following a successful one this past May. EW Europe will promote the event via print and digital press information through the magazine and Euronews, which reaches more than 4,500 subscribers. For more information on the exhibition, follow the link in the news item at elevatorworld.com/news.
Eklund's has relocated its Baltimore, Washington, D.C. premises to nearby 4404 Lotsford Vista Road, Lanham, Maryland, 20706. It serves as the Northeast office and elevator cab manufacturing facility for the company. Not only does it house modern manufacturing equipment used for building elevator shells, cab interiors, architectural products, elevator entrances, and escalators, it is also home to Eklund's Northeast sales, operations, and manufacturing teams. Eklund's corporate office and manufacturing facility remains in Dallas.
For more industry-related information, visit elevatorworld.com and be sure to subscribe to our podcast in iTunes or the Google Play Store. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor of the Elevator World News Podcast, just let us know by emailing advertising@elevatorworld.com.